I'll say, I'm not going to make it on time, Daddy. Okay, I'm not taking you. You're not going with Daddy. Ross said, play a little game. Oh, by the way, today is September 11th, Nijmegen. And I told Ross that we were playing a little game called real estate where we were selling each other's houses. And he said, yeah, I want to play pretend state. No, it was not real state, pretend state. Ross said, I burned my fingers on it. It was too hot. We were talking about spaghetti being hot. I said, it was hot. And he said, I burned my fingers on it. It was too hot. And Marky said, hot. And then Ross said, I told you it was too hot, Marky.
Hot.
Hot, right?
Hot.
And what happened? Did Marky grab it and eat it?
No. But now he's eating it.
How about butter, Mom? Has it got it on?
Mm-hmm.
Marky,
well, let's see. Ross said, I like meatballs. I do. And said, do you like meatballs? Not as much. And before I could answer. Now, Ross, do you think Daddy likes meatballs?
Yes.
You like cheese?
Yeah.
Would you like me to help you?
Mm-hmm.
Please say please.
Please.
Okay, well, wait, let me put it down. Okay, there you are. You don't know what Marky's saying, but he's saying candy. Is that what you said?
Yes.
What's that? I don't understand.
I put a little sharp lot of cheese on my spaghetti.
Go ahead and eat it.
Okay. Marky, would you like some? What would you do?
Would you like some, Mark? I'll have some of that.
Boy, did I make a big hit with cheese.
Yeah, sure did.
You know, the name I think is kind of funny. Cassetra. Or Shetra, I guess, maybe.
Ross said to Mark, eat, Marky. He said, I'm eating, Marky, you eat. Right?
Yes.
In other words, that's a proof. That's an argument. If I'm doing it, you should do it too. I asked Ross how much later he's going to stay up, and he said, I want to stay up far. I want to stay up a lot of days right now here. And what is that, Ross? Well, then he said,
and right,
what about the dog?
Now,
what about the dog?
He could go in there.
He could?
Yes.
Why would he go in there?
Because it's the same like Marcus.
I understand. Now.
But then when you put all my new friends and all my old into my bag.
Could you help, Mark?
Okay, Daddy?
Oh, I'm recording.
Okay, Daddy, Daddy.
Yep.
Okay, Daddy.
Okay, now. Ross.
Daddy, when you say Daddy, Daddy.
It is funny?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, another game we have is Hello, Soccer Ball Boom. Bye-bye, Soccer Ball Boom. And this, Ross and Mark go back and forth with this.
Yeah.
And I play it too.
Yeah.
Okay, and also we saw a BMW motorcycle, and I told Ross, okay, I said, is that a Jawa motorcycle? I said, no, it's a BMW. And he said, but I want that BMW. I want that W, he said. And then he said, okay, and I said, and he said, okay, will you get us one of those? The W behind us.
Yes, when
this
you
is
get bigger.
Specifying a little
when
bit better.
Get bigger.
Yeah.
And
then a little bit after that, yeah, we saw some kids walking along hand in hand, and Ross said, but why do their parents let them go out all by themselves? He says that about all sorts of big kids that he sees. You doing better, Mark? Marky might be ready for bedtime.
No.
Yeah. Okay, then. They asked me, why does that boy have a motorcycle? And said, because his daddy doesn't have enough money to buy him anything else. He says, why not a car? And I said, why does he have a motorcycle? And I said, I don't know. Ross said, why does he have a motorcycle? And I said, I don't know. He said, why not a car? And I said, because his daddy doesn't have enough money to buy him anything else. And they said, let's be dragons. You be the dragon, and I'll be Jackie Paper. Okay? And then he said, Magic Dragon, he addressed me, Magic Dragon, and went on with that. Okay. And another thing was, Well, he does a lot of, if I argue with him, he says, but I saw such and such. I see, I mean, oh, there's just a lot of buts nowadays, by the way. Everything begins with but.
I need a little Sprite.
Yeah, a little Sprite.
Hello, Sprite.
Hi, Rossi.
My dad bought all of
these. That is a damn
good one. Yes, Ross, if you wanted to. Some more chocolate pudding, and he said, no, I better not. My tummy's, what is this? My, no, I better not, my tummy's too full. Or something, what do you say? Something like that, my tummy's too full. Oh, by the way, when the train was going slow, Ross said, why is the train going slow? And this is a very common thing, of course, asking why something that's ongoing action is occurring. This has been common for, gosh, I don't know, 8 months, maybe? Marky was pointing to the Hulk, and he said, I said, bad puppy, and Marky then pointed to Ross' comic book and said, bad Hulk, which is interesting about Mark. And then Ross said, no, he's a good Hulk. This is, of course, a very common form also, which is saying, no, such and such, what you say is wrong, and I say the right thing. I mean, I guess I'm not going to record these things. They're so obvious. Just look at other people's stuff. Yeah, yeah, you do. A what?
Oh.
He said, well, you're going to put spaghetti on my roll. Do you want what?
I want a cool off spaghetti.
You want a cool off spaghetti, okay.
Put the spaghetti on the roll.
Mm-hmm.
I want to put the spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I'm
going to put some spaghetti on
there
it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. Mm-hmm. Where I get for me.
Ross said that I came in here because there a bee, and I said, was there a bee really? And he said, no, he's still here. And a little earlier he said, this is made to work this way. He was saying something about one of his tools he was with him. Ross said his first positive today, this is September 22nd, pick up this ball, me. Ross said he moved the chair all by himself. He said, you must be a very strong boy. He said, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at these muscles. They said, these are the powers that are in my muscles. They're
going in my muscles.
They're going in my muscles.
Oh, boy. Well, everyone needs to make that. Wow.
They're all my muscles.
Almost as big.
Yeah, they certainly are.
Yeah, but Louise is bigger than you are.
Yeah, I'm bigger, but about the same kind of muscles. Yeah.
And smaller.
Yeah, you're up to there, though.
But you're very strong.
And last time I saw you, you were about to there, so you're really growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, you're getting big.
When will you be four, little boy?
Christmas time.
You will, boy.
Christmas time.
At Christmas time, you'll be 4 years now, old.
Now, everybody, Ross is going to tell us what happens when he's four. What's going to happen?
I'm going to get a blouse because I'm sending a horse.
Tell us the whole story. Tell him about the horse.
I'll get that big so I can shower and then Shaggy Tom Tom.
Oh.
Shaggy Tom Tom. And what else, honey? What about the horse? What horse is this? Do you know what horse means?
Shaggy Tom Tom.
No, the horse. The horse you're going to get.
Where is the horse?
Tonto.
And the horse is Tonto?
Lone Ranger is a man.
The Lone Ranger. Oh,
Lone
yeah.
Ranger is a man with a cowboy hat. And Tonto is a man. Tonto.
Is he an Indian?
No, yes, he's a friend of Indian. He went on the horse.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to get the horse.
Yes, I'm going to get the horse. That collection.
Oh, the collection.
Yes,
great.
The good. And there's bad people. And then there's that one collection.
There's bad people in the Tonto collection. What about the horse that's in the living room?
Monday.
You remember what it looks like?
Wood.
Wood? No. Think again. What does it do? What do those horses do?
Oh, I forgot.
They're a fire engine, honey. Those are horses that pull a fire engine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and tell us about it.
Golden.
Golden, yeah, and what else? Have you seen this fire engine?
I'm going to buy my second birthday. I'm 4 years old.
Right, your second birthday this year. The first one was a summer birthday.
Summer birthday?
No.
Holland.
Yeah.
In Holland.
You had one in Holland, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how we celebrate the Christmas birthday.
Well, honey, what would you like? What else would you like for Christmas? I think that's about it, actually.
I want...
Oh, I know what you want.
Yeah.
Tapes.
New tapes and new parts of them.
Yeah, it's new tapes.
Because I'm losing
and them.
And another Spider-Man.
What happened to Spider-Man?
No, I have one. And another Hulkbuster. And I'm thinking of them. Give me it. Okay, Daddy?
Is that your doorbell?
Ross saw me putting on my shoes and said, you have only one of these shoes. You left one in, you lost one. And then these are your new frog shoes. He knows all about my shoes. Which ones are, I had lost one in the mail from Hungary and which one I bought in Prague and everything. Ross was, today is September 24th, and Ross was, why don't you go up to the brass bed and said, is this part strong enough to climb on? This is the first enough to that I've heard. And also that similarly he said, just moments before he said, I was going to pee and he said, you must have eaten a lot and drink a lot. In other words, this is an inference with marked with the verb must. It's the first time I've noticed that. Ross said he needed his little shoes, the ones that he used to use in Denver. I said, I don't know which ones they are. And I said, I'll show you, they're little shoes, like my running shoes. How's it go, Russ? Which ones are they?
Come on, stand on my
side. Also, a little earlier he said he wanted his pants. I want the pants that go with this jacket right next to Marky's pants. So, relative clause plus a... pants that go with these jackets, the ones right next to Marky's pants. So, relative clause plus a positive. Ross asked what was wrong with Marky. I said that he wanted to wake up, and he said, instead of letting Marky out, let's give him love. Right? Ross said, I need a drink of orange juice, and I'm going to go pee in my bed, so I need a diaper. This was before I was putting him to bed. I walked in the room, and these are the things he told me.
Well, you know, I'm your mother. I can enjoy it.
26. Just let me make this recording. It's 26th of September, and I said, Ross, you want to come up and give me a kiss? He said, he didn't say no. He said, I'll go down and get Marky. He'll give you a kiss. Mm-hmm. This is the first case of, I can remember, of refusing a request by substituting an alternative. Ross said, on pretend and on real, people are going to laugh at you if you're sexy. Whether we pretend or whether it's real.
Why
not?
Milk cycle, I like milk cycle.
Yeah. Don't you like ducks?
Ducks.
What's wrong with ducks?
They're sad and crying.
Oh, they don't cry. No.
Yeah! That's you know how to do it?
How?
Like
that?
Yeah.
Not my ducks. When I was a little boy, I had ducks that never cried. They were very good little ducks.
No. Some other ducks.
Why do your ducks cry?
No, not my ducks.
Which?
I need a most feathers. It goes boom, boom.
Yeah?
And
that makes
me
a feather. I see. You're just moving?
I'm running out of gas.
Uh-oh, that's bad.
Uh-oh, I better carry it. I ran out of gas, so I better carry it back to the gas station.
Yeah, okay. Who am I? In the gas station man?
Yeah.
Want me to fix your motorcycle?
Yeah.
What did you do to that poor motorcycle?
It ran out of gas because it wasn't new when I pushed the motor.
Well, maybe you weren't driving right.
No.
Yeah?
The policeman didn't let it go.
He didn't let it go, I see.
Yeah.
And so what does that mean?
That you have to put gas, a lot of gas in my motorcycle.
Right now?
Yes.
Can't I wait?
Oh, then I love them. So, you all want to say, okay?
Okay.
The
other
gas I need.
You do? Okay. You got all the gas you need now?
Okay.
Okay. All in one file.
So there's no dog poo, huh?
No.
In Holland, there's a lot of dog poo, isn't there?
No, I'm just gonna
use it right.
I'm not.
Oh, you served it.
Sorry, this is on the table.
Sarah!
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some new Sarah? New Sarah?
Mm-hmm. You see, this morning, I was being silly and well, I said, don't be in one of those moods. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, don't be in that mood. Also, I was talking.
No.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
Stop being in those moods. No, stop being
Right. Also, I said something about, and you better get dressed. And it was some ambiguity. So Ross said, Mark. No, he meant, you mean that remark to be addressed to Mark, don't you? So he redirected by saying Mark. He could have said, like, you mean Mark is going to get dressed, don't you? He said, Mark. This is the first time I've ever seen that. Sort of interesting. Use of evocative to make sure who is actually being addressed. Adults
to assert.
Do.
To
to assert that it's Mark that's
that
being taught. Right.
Or to correct, right. Almost, isn't it?
It was almost to correct the ambiguity, yeah. Make clear the ambiguity.
Daddy.
Yeah. Actually, he does, I think Ross does that.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
If you finish your waffle, you'll get your chocolate milk.
Oh, well, you'll get them.
Mm-hmm. I will.
I believe.
With the boys.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I told Ross that Nottingham was part of Sherwood Forest, and he said, and they not Mickey Mouse, too. Deriving, trying to make some sense out of Nottingham. Okay, now what is going to happen to it?
It's going to cool off.
Mm-hmm. I just finished telling Ross about how if you break things up, they'll cool off faster. Now, why is it cool off faster, Ross? What's the reason?
More places
where the air can get.
Right.
Marty, you know. Right, that's why we reported that, right? Ross, a little earlier, actually, Marty said, I'm going to fall right down on downstairs. This was at school, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Coming back from his preschool.
Mm-hmm.